Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 7:51 on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show. I'm Rich Jones, just about 2 months away now from the start of the Players' Championship 2020, and a big change is coming in terms of, like, the getting through the gates. This is the ticketing thing that really impacts all of us, and I'm kind of an old school. I like to have the ticket in my hands to a concert or to an event, but we've seen a lot of things, including the NFL, where we've seen a mobile-only policy take shape, and indeed that's coming now to the Players' Championship in 2020 as well. Tournament Executive Director Jared Rice is with us. And, you know, this may not necessarily be like a major course design or a redo of a hole or something like this. But, I mean, you're talking about tens and tens and tens of thousands of fans coming through the gates at Sawgrass. This is a pretty significant change.
Absolutely. And we're really excited about it. Good news, Rich. You'll still have your ticket in your hand, although that'll be on your phone in your hand this year instead. But I think one of the things for people to realize, and the reason why we're doing it, is really to be able to deliver a great fan experience. And a part of that is understanding when fans are coming. So we have this year, from a ticket, our ticket product perspective, is day specific. So when you're out and buying your tickets, you will select a specific day, which hasn't necessarily been the case in the past. So you'll have a specific day, and at the time you purchase, you can just put that right in your mobile wallet, and it's there when you come to the entry. So that's a little bit different than some of your other experiences. So in that case, we know you'll have your ticket in advance, it'll be on your phone, and it'll be in your wallet when you approach the gate.
Depending on whether or not you've done mobile tickets for events like, for example, the Jaguars games and other things like that, is this a similar circumstance where you can, like, maybe take a screenshot of the barcode once you complete the sale, and you can have that in your photos so you're not fumbling around? Because I can only imagine a worst-case scenario is long lines as people are fumbling through their phone to try to get to wherever their mobile ticket is.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to think about is have it up before you hit the entry. So that means, again, once you get that ticket, if you're forwarded a ticket or you purchase a ticket, just put it right in your wallet. That's the easiest way to do it. It's not something you're going to have to do a second time. So once you do that at that first point of engagement where you're either purchased or sent it, lucky enough to be sent a ticket, you're done, and you have it right where you need it when you hit the entry. So it'll be a new process, but we have Wi-Fi expanded at the entry points. Our friends at AT&T are helping with some mobile concierge, so we'll have some human resources available to help folks out, and also have some dedicated entry lines, no bag entry lines, so we know that fans that are coming out with just themselves and no bags or other devices will be able to get through the entry gate really, really quickly. So we've got a good plan, and we're prepared to have everyone out here in about 50 days.
I'm thinking about the process of, like, groups. If I've got, like, four buddies with me, does every one on every individual phone have to have a ticket, or can I actually have, like, all four of those on mine if I was the one who bought all the tickets?
You could do it either way. So you could if you have four in that instance, you show your four tickets on your phone, and you and your three friends will proceed in, or if you choose to forward them to your three friends, because you're not all coming together, you can do that as well. That's kind of the beauty of the electronic ticket. It makes things much more flexible. And like I said, the simplest way to make it seamless at the point of entry is get it in advance and get it in your wallet.
There are parking changes as well. We've outlined those in a story at WOKV.com, and a lot more coming over the next couple of months as the Players' Championship is March 12th through the 15th of 2020 at TPC Sawgrass. Executive Director Jared Rice, thanks, and have a great weekend and a great tournament experience coming up in 2020.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.